And another warning, this report also contains some explicit material. In the wake of the controversy about the sexual abuse of women who want to be surgeons, universities may bring in sexual harassment education in the health professions. One victim who was harassed for several years by a senior surgeon says being educated about the problem would have helped her deal with it. Dr. Gabrielle McMullen says she was ignored when she approached a senior lecturer at University of New South Wales to float the idea over a year ago, but is delighted her suggestion is now being acknowledged. Alice Matthews reports.
When vascular surgeon Dr. Gabrielle McMullen raised the thorny issue of sexual harassment in the health sector at the weekend, she stirred a storm of complaints.
Her career was ruined by this one guy asking for sex on this night. And realistically, she would have been much better to have given him a blowjob on that night.
Dr. McMullen insists she wasn't giving literal advice, rather highlighting the lack of support offered to victims of sexual assault in the professions. In the discussion that's followed, questions are being asked about whether university health courses should include education on how to deal with sexual harassment. Dr. McMullen says she's previously made that very suggestion to a senior lecturer at the University of New South Wales.
Over a year ago now, I discussed the difficulties of surgical training with Professor Grimm and in particular told him Caroline Tan's story. I suggested to Professor Grimm that we should have training within the medical curriculum that would help women in particular, but everyone to understand the issues regarding sexual harassment, how to deal with it, and who to go to for help. He said that the College of Surgeons would first of all have to acknowledge that there was a problem before we could introduce such a measure.
And was it followed up at all?
Not at all, no.
Professor Michael Grimm is the Clinical Associate Dean at UNSW's St George and Sutherland Clinical School. He says he does not specifically recall being approached by Dr. McMullen over the issue, but he says it would be feasible to introduce sexual harassment education into the curriculum.
It already has been considered. I know that the major program convener has already been looking into this. We'll be looking at our curriculum map to see whether there are places that something like this could be looked at.
When was that started?
Well, again, I think the what's been highlighted in recent days has made us question whether this is something we ought to be looking at specifically and in more detail.
Professor Grimm says sexual harassment education would highlight the importance of the issue to both males and females.
I hate to look like this is just a reactive thing, but it's very clear that there are areas in medicine that remain extremely difficult, very challenging for female trainees. I suspect that across all sorts of fields of endeavour where females are just starting to break into an area that's historically dominated by males, that there's a lot of sexism and lack of tolerance.
So given that more women are entering the field, is there more of a need for sexual harassment to be addressed in education then?
You may well be right. I think there's been this tacit acknowledgement, and I think Dr. McMullen has alluded to this, that there's just no way around this because the system's not going to change.
Professor Emeritus Judy Lumby is from the Sydney Nursing School. She was a registered nurse in the 1960s and worked for 16 years in surgical and intensive care units.
Doctors would touch you inappropriately. I realise now it was inappropriate, and hug you and smack your bottom and make sexual innuendo all the time. I mean, it happened a lot. We just sort of put up with it in a way, and there weren't female doctors around.
But now there are, and Professor Lumby is worried that they may experience the same thing.
You know, there's a huge adjustment taking place, I think, and I wonder if the female surgical registrars have replaced the nurses as the objects of sexual harassment.
Professor Lumby says she's never spoken to her students specifically about sexual harassment, but she thinks it's time to start.
Well, I think it's best taught in the ethics classes, because it is about ethical behaviour.
It's a push backed by one woman who was sexually harassed by a senior surgeon for several years. She's told the ABC she would have been better armed to handle the situation if dealing with sexual harassment had been part of her formal education. Her comments here are read by an actress.
I was incredibly naive. I didn't even know sexual harassment had existed before I entered into the workforce. If it was part of the education, you would maybe be armed to handle different situations beforehand. I do believe that environments are potentially changing and that people coming through the system have a greater awareness of what the boundaries are.
An actress reading the words of a sexual harassment victim ending Alice Matthews's report.